Okay, I kind of love this because it's basically saying distributed systems has been grading the wrong homework once agents show up.
Yeah, and annoyingly, it's a real point. The paper's claim is that classical distributed systems vary timing and failures all day, but they mostly hold participant behavior fixed. A correct node is assumed to run the same transition function on the same input and land in the same state.
Right, and that sounds obvious until you put an agent in an ops loop. Then two perfectly fine runs can touch different logs, hit different tools, even suggest different remediations, and still both be acceptable.
Exactly.
My week has apparently been one long parade of papers trying to rename reality, so I came in ready to be grumpy. But this one at least names a thing people are actually stuck on.
Oh, that's good. It is naming a real pain. If you force an agent into the old replicated state machine frame, you get two bad options. Either you script it down until it's barely agentic, or you let it act outside the safety machinery and just hope the vibes are good.
Which is such an exploring next problem. Almost 9 months of the show and we're still like, wow, the boring control layer is the whole game.
Mm-hmm. The key innovation here is the admissible behavior set. Instead of saying there is one correct transition, they define correctness as any action and reasoning trace that falls inside a set that's acceptable given system state, intent, context, active policy, and what the participant knows. Their symbol for that is this ADM function.
So, plain English, you're not asking, did every replica think the same thought? You're asking, did they stay inside the same guardrails and produce a semantically okay move?
Right. Yes. And the paper is careful on one thing I appreciate, Puck. It does not say deterministic systems go away. It says those systems become the special case where the admissible set has size 1. Zero ambiguity, one allowed action done.
That part is clean. Also, tiny victory lap for us because this sits right on top of the thing we've been harping on since forever, which is that validation and attribution are structural, not decorative.
Yeah, no, that's true. Their epistemic state idea is basically the paper admitting that what an agent remembers and what evidence it used are part of system state in practice, even if old distributed systems theory didn't want to call it that.
Oh, interesting.
They define epistemic state pretty broadly too. Observations, retrieved evidence, summaries, assumptions, local memory, prior reasoning traces, belief lineage. Which, to be honest, is one of those terms that could become an elevator shaft immediately if you let it.
Stop it. You're right, though. Belief lineage is one bad conference slide away from becoming haunted.
That leads to their biggest systems move, which is epistemic state replication, yes, or not just replicating data visibility, but knowledge visibility. The idea is that participants should be able to share enough memory and evidence state to support agentic memory, semantic rollback, and what they call coherence across reasoning participants.
This is where my product brain lights up. If you squint, that's receipts for agent judgment. Not just the output, but the basis for the output. And if that exists, incident response, cloud control planes, even financial workflow automation start looking less like demo land and more like something a risk team could maybe sign off on.
Sure, I think maybe. My real hesitation is that the paper is strongest as a framing document, not a finished architecture. It names 5 pillars, gives failure classes, introduces semantic linearizability and eventual coherence, but it does not fully cache out how you compute admissibility in a messy live system without turning policy authoring into a second job.
No, I think that's fair. Because semantic coherence can mean anything if you don't pin it to concrete validators, bounded action spaces, and explicit rollback rules. Otherwise, it's just a beautiful permission slip for hand-wavy governance.
Right, right. And I'd want way more on disagreement resolution between participants with different epistemic states. If one agent saw stale telemetry, another saw the fresh page, and a policy engine vetoes both, what is the commit path? The paper points at quorum ideas, but the mechanism still feels early.
Though, honestly, early is okay here. I don't need this to be a drop-in protocol tomorrow for it to be useful. I need it to help teams stop pretending an LLM wrapped around a runbook is just another deterministic worker.
Yeah.
Also, very small sideways riff. Post-deterministic sounds like a term invented by someone who absolutely knew it would get, quote, tweeted by people with strong feelings about category names.
Oh no. It does. It sounds like a label designed in a lab to start an argument in a group chat. But fine, I admit the underlying distinction is real enough that I don't hate the paper for it.
That's basically a 5-star review from you.
Don't push it.
So net, I think this is shippable as a design lens before it's shippable as a stack. The builders are the teams wiring agents into governed infrastructure loops, and the production version probably looks boring on purpose. Policies, evidence logs, action bounds, rollback audit. Which, come on, is your favorite kind of romance?
Puck, If this becomes an excuse for people to finally log the agent's evidence path before it mutates prot, I'll allow the romance.
Great. Let's leave it there before you start flirting with semantic linearizability again.